At Commodity Classic, I'm visiting with New Holland and Tyler Roberts. First of all, Tyler, tell me what you do for New Holland.
I'm the marketing specialist for our new self-propelled sprayers.
Well, that's what we want to talk about, because here in the New Holland exhibit, you have one of your Guardian, in this case, rear boom sprayers on display, which I know you make a front boom sprayer, too. We just don't have that here in the booth. Let's talk a little bit about this Guardian line of self-propelled sprayers. I mean, they are kind of a new offering from the company that's been producing this type of equipment for a while.
Yeah, and we released this product in Fargo at the Big Iron Show in September of 2010. So we haven't hit the field yet, but we've got lots of units that are, you know, ready to go, and the dealers are really excited about the new product. As for our lineup, we've called both the units Guardian. The reason we came up with that name is we want to protect our crop. So having the Guardian name for the sprayer is kind of fits it really nice. So for our product lineup, we have two models for the rear boom, 240 horse to 275 horse. There's lots of different options you can take. We can go from a 90-foot to 100-foot to 120-foot boom on the rear booms. 1,000, 1,200-gallon tanks, depending on which way you want to go. With our front boom units, we have three models, 240, which is a smaller framed unit. You can only go 100-foot boom. 1,200-gallon tank, and then we got the two big guys, the 275 and the 365, and those are horsepower numbers, anywhere from 90 to 120-foot boom, and from 1,200 to 1,600-gallon tanks. So that one really stands out.
They're big Guardians, in other words, and built to do a big job.
That's right. The 365 is kind of on a class of its own. It's got lots more horsepower than any competitive unit out there. Our competitors are, you know, 1,200, 1,250 gallons is their biggest tank. And on our big guys, the 1,200 is the small tank. The 14 and the 16 are the big ones. So,
well, you know, we talked about the Guardian name. What else kind of sets them apart? You know, we've talked about self-propelled, for example. I mean, explain that a little bit.
Self-propelled, like, I guess what sets these units apart, like looking at our front boom, if you were to walk up to that machine, like it's, I'm 6 foot. Too, and I clearly walk under there without having any kind of problems at all. So it's definitely a corn machine. But you know, I'm from Western Canada, and we do a lot of wheat and canola and you know, shorter crops. And the guys up there, they also want that machine for that reason. A big thing is with both our model lineups. Like we do have air compressors that come standard equipment. So for on our rear boom, that gives us a nice air ride suspension all the way around. And on our front boom, we use more of a hydraulic suspension, but we use the air ride for the cab alone, so you get kind of two hits on the suspension there.
How about implementing this with precision applications? Well, if you might want to just address how that might tie into somebody who, a grower who's really moved into how precision can help them on the farm, and I know that, what do we call yours? Yours is
precision.
And with your precision land management system, for example.
Yeah, we really highly recommend that a customer put in, at a bare minimum, some sort of any type of company really can put in whatever you want. Just something so that they have guidance in the machine. The machine's being steered by the guidance. When you got 120 feet out there, you know, it's hard to follow your same line, especially if you're just using foam markers or whatever. You're still, you know, you still got to pay attention and drive. So, you know, we highly recommend, and these machines will, basically any guidance system will fit into these machines, the companies that run them, but we run Trimble equipment in our sprayers, so.
Well, I know we're getting ready to start another growing season here pretty soon. How would you describe the interaction with your customers on these that have had a chance to see them out at a show like this, and hopefully maybe they've placed some orders, that kind of thing, but what's their feeling and expectation?
I think everybody's pretty excited. As far as I understand, around the entire country, like, we're pretty wet and you know, things are muddy, and the orders that I see coming in are for big tires or for duals, or you know, everybody wants the to be high flotation stuff. You know, when you look at our front boom sprayer, it's, you know, it's ballasted 50-50 front to back, side to side. So it doesn't matter if you got 1,600 gallons of water on there, your front and back tires are, are all got the same weight distribution on all of them. So at least if it's going to sink down, it's going to sink, you know, straight down instead of, you know, sinking in the rear end. You know, customers in the past that have had front mount sprayers in the past, we get them coming into the booth, and those guys are like inspirational speakers. Like, if we could harness them and keep them in the booth, you know, while we got our new potential customers walking through, it's just amazing to hear the stories from these guys that they love to be able to see everything out in front of them, and the sprayers work really well. So,
well, I gotta imagine these things are there's a price point on them. I don't know what that would be, but you know, for somebody who's looking at this year maybe to invest in some new hardware, especially on the sprayer side, I'll bet you probably have a number of options for them to get into this equipment.
Sprayer prices can range very quickly, depending on what kind of electronics you want to put into them. To give you a full range of our lineup, I would say you're looking anywhere from 130 to 140 for our lower end, and then getting up into the 400,000s for the big guys. So, again, it all depends on options. Options can swing you $50,000 pretty quick. So, depending on what kind of electronics you want to put in, that's all the difference.
Absolutely. Well, we've been talking about the new models of the Guardian self-propelled sprayers from New Holland. We're here at Commodity Classic. I've been visiting with Tyler Roberts, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.